neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Minister of Public Works has unveiled a construction action plan he says is aimed at addressing the root causes of underperformance. Dean McPherson says the South African Construction Action Plan will also put systems in place to restore delivery. He's warned contractors, consultants or officials who fail to deliver on projects will be held accountable.
It is a framework of collective and individual accountability, a plan that sets measurable targets, real timelines and enforceable consequences. Every official and accounting officer will now be measured against these metrics. And if they are unwilling to comply, they will have to make way for those who will.
The plan comes after a special meeting of ministers and MECs to tackle infrastructure backlogs, delays and poor project delivery, which authorities say have hindered economic growth and service delivery. McPherson has also praised pockets of excellence across the country, including in KZN, whose strong project delivery, he says, is now a national model. The company that manages the Durban building where twin siblings fell down the shaft of a broken lift has handed over CCTV footage of the incident to the police. The tragedy happened over a week ago at the Holme Flats in the Durban CBD. 8-year-old Apele Dlamini died. His sister Apele is still in hospital. Their father, Kaya Dlamini, feels Holme Lifestyle Management has failed him. He says he's been begging for the footage since the incident.
I want closure, but we're still traumatized. I mean, there's a lot ongoing. The media, I mean, the stories, all it's out there. So, I mean, this, we're going through a lot as a family. I didn't even have time to grieve my son because I had to fight for the law. I had to fight for justice, which has failed me.
He says he's also afraid to return to the flat.
I'm still renting another apartment, but I can't go there now because I've been intimidated. Not once, not twice, too many times. So we are not safe.
In a statement, Holme Lifestyle Management says their legal team has reached out to the Dlamini family for an urgent meeting. The company adds that an internal investigation is underway and that they are cooperating with authorities. There's been another car recall. The National Consumer Commission has now flagged a certain BMW and Opel Astra models for safety concerns. The BMW recall affects the 1 and 2 series, X1 and X2, due to potentially faulty seatbelts that may not lock properly. The Opel Astra recall of the Astra J and Astra H is due to a risk of the driver's airbag inflator rupturing and causing injury. Affected motorists are urged to contact their dealership. And the minimum wage in Germany is set for a record increase. That government has backed a proposal by an independent commission to raise it to 14.60 euros per month. That is around 290, rather per hour, and that is around 290 rand an hour. It would be the largest hike since the country adopted a minimum wage a decade ago. Germany's Labour Minister Barbel Bas says the increase is an important step towards greater fairness and recognition for those who keep their country running every day. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. England are 34 for 3 in their chase of 320 against the Proteas women in the World Cup semi-finals. Some big shakeups happening at the Shark Tank with changes coming next season, and Erling Haaland expected to miss City's League Cup clash with Swansea tonight.